Bez Hashem Zbach, we continue with the Akdama of the Mishnah Torah regarding the structure of the Mishnah Torah regarding what we call the Yad HaChazakah, the 14th Svarim, which we are up to, hey, the fifth Sefer, Sefer Kedusha, the Book of Holiness, which Rambam explained these two mitzvahs are what differentiate a Jew from the nations of the world. These are their order. The laws are prohibited acts of intimacy, people that are forbidden to have intimacy. The laws of forbidden foods, and the laws of slaughtering. So you have the laws of forbidden relationships. In the category, there are 37 commandments. Achas mitzvah saseh, one positive commandment, ushesh ushleish mitzvah saseh, and 36 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number one, shloi lo baleim, not to be intimate with one's mother. Beis number two, shloi lo bal eshes av, not to be intimate with one's stepmother, one's father's wife. Gimel number three, shloi lo bal ocha, is not to be intimate with one's sister. Dal number four, shloi lo bal bas eshes av, not to be intimate with the father's wife's daughter, possibly his stepsister. Hey, number five, shloi lo bal bas haben, not to be intimate with the son's daughter. Vav number six, shalilu bas, not to be intimate with one's daughter. Zayin number seven, shalilu bas abas, not to be intimate with the daughter's daughter. Ches number eight, shalilisa isha bita, not to marry a woman with her daughter. Tes number nine, shalilisa isha bas bina, not to marry a woman with her son's daughter. Yud number tes, number ten, shalilisa isha bas bita, not to marry a woman with her daughter's daughter. Yud alf number 11, shalilu achais av, not to be intimate with one's father's sister. Yud beis number 12, shalilu achaisim, not to be intimate with one's mother's sister. Yud gimel 13, shalilu isha sachia av, not to be intimate with the father's brother's wife. Yud al number 14, shalilu isha zaben, not to be intimate with the son's wife. Tezvav 15, shalilu isha zach, not to be intimate with the brother's wife. Yud vav 16, shalilu achais ishtay, not to be intimate with his wife's sister. Yud Zayin 17, Shalishka Behema, not to lie carnally with an animal. Yud Ches 18, Shalitubi Isha Behema, a woman should not have an animal lie carnally with her. Yud Ches 19, Shalishka Mzacha, not to lie carnally with a male. Chaf number 20, Shalagals Erbes Av, not to be intimate with one's father. Chavav 21, Shalagals Erbes Achi Av, not to be intimate with one's father's brother. Chav Beis 22, Shalibal Isha Sish, not to be intimate with a married woman. Chav Gimel 23, Shalibal Nid, not to be intimate with a menstruating woman. Chav Dal 24, Shalishat Magoyim, not to intermarry amongst the Gentiles. Chav 25, Shalibal Amunim Obbakal, that someone from the people of Ammon and Moab is not married unto the Jewish people. Chavav 26, not to distance, if it's a third generation karmic from the Egyptians, don't distance them from allowing them to marry into the assembly of the Jewish people. Not to distance a third generation person from Edom from coming into the marrying to the Jewish people. That a mamzer is not allowed to marry into the Jewish people. 29, someone who could not have children is in because there's something wrong with his male reproductive system, cannot marry into the Jewish people. Laman 30, not to castrate a male, not only a person, but even an animal, wild animal, a bird. Laman Alf 31, Shalisa, Kohen Gadol Amona, a high priest should not marry a widow. Laman Beis 32, Shalagibul Kohen Gadol Amona, that a high priest should not marry a widow. I feel blame this one even without marriage. And he should not be intimate with her even without marriage. The separate prohibition of the marriage and then of intimacy. Laman Gimel 33, Shalisa, Kohen Gadol Basul Ben Arusa, that a Kohen Gadol should marry a virgin in her when she's a Nara. And then she's a young maiden. Laman Dal 34, Shalisa, Kohen Gadol Kohen Grusha, that a regular priest. Regular kohen should not marry a divorcee. Lama hei 35, shleisa zayna should not marry a zayna. Lama vav 36, shleisa chalala should not marry a chalala, which we explained this in Lista say kafnon ches, kafnon tes. Lama zayn 37, shleikrib adam la achas mikol arayis. A person should not come even close to one of the forbidden relationships of afapish leibol, even if he's not even intimate with her. And then you have hilchas machas, so it's the laws of forbidden foods. Yesh b'chlon shmein v'esem mitzvahs. In the category, there are 28 commandments. Arba mitzvahs asay, 4 positive commandments. Arba v'esem mitzvahs lesay, and 24 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alf number 1. Livdik b'simon b'hem b'chayit, to check in the signs of the animal and the wild animal, havdol bein tamei l'tarei, the differentiate between if it's kosher or not kosher. Beis number 2, livdik b'simon oif, to check in the signs of a bird, havdol bein tamei l'tarei, to separate if it's kosher or not kosher. Gimel number 3, livdik b'simon chagam, to check in the signs of the locust, havdol bein tamei l'tarei, to differentiate if it's kosher or not kosher. Dal number 4, livdik b'simon dugim, to check in the signs of the fish, havdol bein tamei l'tarei, to differentiate if it's kosher or not kosher. Hey number 5, shalechol bein b'chayi tamei, not to eat an animal or wild animal that's not kosher. Vav number 6, shalechol oif tamei, not to eat the fowl, the birds that are not kosher. Zayin number 7, shalechol dog mitmeim, not to eat not kosher fish. Ches number 8, shalechol sheretz oif, not to eat the crawling creatures that fly, the insects that fly. Test number 9, shalechol sheretz oretz, not to eat the insects that crawl on the ground. Yud number 10, shalechol remes oretz, not to eat the creepy crawly creatures that are on the ground. Yud alf number 11, shalechol telas apechesh keshetetze laoretz, not to eat the worms that come out of fruits when they really came out onto the ground, out of the fruit. Yud beis number 12, shalechol sheretz amayim, not to eat the aquatic creatures that are the insects of the water. Yigimel 13 shalechel nevel, not to eat an animal that died that wasn't properly slaughtered. Yudal 14 shalechel b'shar niskel, not to benefit from the ox that was supposed to be stoned. Tesvav 15 shalechel treif, not to eat an animal that has a moral defect. Yudvav 16 shalechel avrim lachai, not to eat a limb from a living creature. Yudzayin 17 shalechel dom, not to eat blood. Yudches 18 shalechel chil v'im teira, not to eat the forbidden fats of a kosher animal. Yudtes 19 shalechel giranosh, not to eat the sciatic nerve of the animal. Chav 20 shalechel basa b'chav, not to eat a mixture of meat and milk. Chafav 21 shalechel vasha, not to cook meat with milk. Chav 22 shalechel lechem tfu chadosh, not to eat the bread of new grain before the carbon number was brought. Chav gimel 23 shalechel kol mel chadosh, not to eat roasted grain from the new grain. Chav dal 24 shalechel karmel mel chadosh, not to eat the plump grain from the new grain. Chav 25 shalechel arlo, not to eat the fruits of a tree in its first 3 years. Chav vav 26 shalechel kilei kerem, not to eat a forbidden mixture of a vineyard. Chav zayin 27 shalechel tevel, not to eat untied produce. Chav ches 28 shalosh desyayin nezach, not to drink the wine libations of idolatry. And then you have Hachashchita, the laws of slaughtering Yish B'chol and Chamesh Mitzvah. In the category, there's five commandments, Shalosh Mitzvah, say three positive commandments, Shnei Mitzvah, say two negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Aleph, number one, Lishchid V'ach Kachiyechot, to slaughter and then eat. Beis, number two, Shalishchid, Eisa Beis B'nei B'yamecha, not to slaughter the mother and the son on the same day. And Gimel, number three, is L'chasetam Chai V'Eif, is to cover over the blood of the wild animal and the bird that was slaughtered. Dal number four, shalikach im alban, not to take the mother together with the offspring bird. Hey, number five, l'shalech ha'im im lekach alban, to send away the mother if you're taking it with the sons. So nimtzu kol mitzvah and the chol b'sefer, it comes out all the commandments that are included in this sefer of kedusha are shivma 70. Mehen shmoyin mitzvah say, from them there's eight positive commandments. Ushtayim b'shishim mitzvahs leisei, and there are 62 negative prohibitions. And then you have vav sefer hafla, the sixth sefer, that of the utterances, which hilchos of arba, its halachas are four. B'zeus sedurim, these are their order. Hilchos shvuos, the laws of oaths. Hilchos nedarim, the laws of vows. Hilchos nezirus, the laws of a category, subcategory of nedarim, that of nezirus. And hilchos arachim acharam, the laws of erech vows and charam vows. So hilchos shvuos, laws of oaths. Yesh b'chol chamesh mitzvahs, in their category, there's five commandments. Achem mitzvahs, they one positive commandment, arba mitzvahs, and four negative prohibitions. B'zeus pratan, these are the specifics. Av number one, shleilus shavu b'shmei l'shekah, not to swear in his name falsely. Beis number two, shleilus shmei l'shekah, not to take his name in vain. Gimel number three, shalichba b'apakad, not to deny a deposit and swearing to that effect. Dal number four, shalichba k'vayez mam, not to swear regarding the denial of money that you owe someone. And number five, lishav b'shmei b'emes, even and to swear, but that one should swear in his name in truth. Then you have hilchos nedarim, laws of vows. Yesh b'chol and shalosh mitzvahs, in the category, there's three commandments. Shtei mitzvahs asei, two positive commandments, v'achem mitzvahs asei, and one negative prohibition. These are the specifics. Aleph number one. Sheish m'mitzvahs svasav, that he should safeguard what's coming out of his lips. V'yasek m'shonav, that he should do like he took a vow. Beis number two, shalechot v'vosh, not profane his words, mean not to keep what he's saying. And gimel number three, sheyufa nedar shvuah, to go out and nullify the vow or the oath. Zehu din hafen nedarim, m'mafurish b'tayr shvuksav. And this is the laws of nullification of vows, which are mentioned explicitly in the Torah. Then you have Hilchas Nazirus, laws of Nazirus, Yesh B'chlon, Esa Mitzvahs, in the category, there's 10 commandments. Shtei Mitzvahs Aseh, two positive commandments, Ushmein Mitzvahs Aseh, and 8 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1, Shegadla Nazar Peta, that the Nazar should grow his hair long. Beis number 2, Shleilig Lech, Sarah, Kol Yimei Nazir, they should not shave off his hair all the days of Nazirus. Gimel number 3, Shleishta Nazir Yan, the Nazar should not drink wine, Goli Terubis, and not a mixture of wine, but Fellow Chemishal, and even the vinegar of it. Dal number 4, Shleichal, Nab Malachim, should not eat moist grapes. He number 5, Shleichal, Tzimukah, should not eat raisins, dried up grapes. Vav number 6, Shleichal, Chatzam, should not eat grape seeds. Zayin number 7, Shleichal, Zugin, should not eat grape skin. Ches number 8, Shleichal, the Consul Oil Amesta, should not go into a room with a dead person. Tes number 9, Shleichal, Tamil Amesta, should not come tummy to a dead people. And Yud, number 10, Shleichal, Al Karbonas, that he should cut his hair when he brings the Karbonas, Kishaf and Zerusi, either when he's finished his ears, when he's done, or Kishaf, when he comes tummy and he has to cut off the hair then, he should also go ahead when he brings Karbonas, then he should cut off his hair then also. Name Hilchaz Aracham Macharam, which Yesh B'chlol and Sheva Mitzvahs, these are the subcategory of different types of hektish types of vows, which Yesh B'chlol and Sheva Mitzvahs, in the category of the seven commandments, Chamesh Mitzvahs, say five positive commandments, Shtei Mitzvahs, Leisei, and two negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alf number one, Lodin Be'erchei Odin, to qualify and to educate regarding the Erech and vows of a person, Kashem Mefush, like it's explicit in the Torah. B'zeu Din Erchei Odin, these are the laws of Erech and of a person, which goes based on gender and on age. The Torah specifies how much value you have to give. Beis number two, din erchi behem, the laws of erichin of an animal. Give number three, din erchi button, the erichin value of homes. Dal number four, din erchi says the laws of the value evaluation of the fields. Hey number five, din machrim lachasim, laws of someone who does a cherim vow of his assets. Vav number six, shli mocher cherim, that one should not sell something that he had made a cherim vow. And zayin number seven, shli golchem, should not redeem that which he made as a cherim vow. Nimzu kol mitzvah nechol b'sefer zeh, comes out all the mitzvahs that are included in the sefer, chamesh esem, are 25. Esem mehem mitzvah say 10 positive commandments, v'chamesh esem mitzvah say, and 15 negative prohibitions. Zayin number 7, sefer zeh, the book of agriculture. Halchisav Sheva, there are seven halachas of Zeus to do, and these are their order. You have Halchis Kalam, the laws of forbidden mixtures. Halchis Matnas Anim, the laws of the gifts of the poor. Halchis Trumas, the laws of the separation which are given to the Kahan. Halchis Maisa, the laws of Taif. Halchis Maisa Shein, the laws of the second type, the Netter Rabbi, which is similar halacha, the fruits of the tree in its fourth year. Halchis Bekurim, the laws of the first fruit. Ushar Matnas Kuhunash Begvulin, and the laws of other Kahanic gifts that are out of the Beis Hamikdash. And Halchis Mita Be'ev, the laws of the seventh year and the 50th year. So Halachas Kalam, the laws of forbidden mixtures, yesh b'chol and chamish mitzvahs lo yisaseh. There are five negative prohibitions, and these are the specifics. Av number one, shlo zroy zroyim kloyim. One should not plant seeds that are different types of seeds, that are different species, together as a mixture. Beis number two, shlo zroy tvua yorik b'kerem, not to plant grain or vegetables in a vineyard. Gimel number three, shlo larbi b'hema kloyim, not to mate different types of animals as a mixture. Dal number four, shlo lasa malocha b'kele b'hema ke'echa, not to do work with a different mixture of animals together as one. And hey, number five, shalubish klam, not to wear forbidden mixture of wool and linen. Then hilchas matnas anim, the laws of the gifts of the poor. Yesh b'chlol and shlosh etz mitzvahs, in the category, there's 13 commandments. Shev mitzvah say, seven positive commandments. V'sheish mitzvah lo say, and six negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number one, lanich pe, to leave over the corner of the field for the poor. Beis number two, shloich halapeh, not to cut off the corner of the field. Gimel number three, lanich leka, to leave the gleanings that fell. Dal number four, shlei lakalek, not to gather the gleanings. Hey, number five, laza ba'ulis bakerim, to leave those undeveloped clusters of grapes for the poor, not to, it's the negative of that, not to take away those oilis of the vineyard. Zayin number seven, lazav perakerim, to leave the little, the grapes, the individual grapes that fall off in the vineyard, not to gather those grapes that fell off from the vineyard when you're doing the harvest. Test number nine, lanech sheikha, to leave over the forgotten bundles. Yud number ten, not to go back to get the forgotten bundles. Yud Aleph number 11, lahafish ma'isal nim, to separate a tithe of one's produce for the poor. Yud Beis number 12, litin stakka kemisas yad, to give stakka according to what a person has the ability of his hand. And Yud Gimel 13, shlei amas levav el ani, not to harden his heart about giving gifts to the poor, to give stakka. Hilchas Trumas, the laws of the elevations. Yesh b'chol and shmein mitzvah, in the category, there's eight commandments, shlei mitzvah say, two positive commands, there's shlei mitzvah lisa, and six negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alpha number one, lahafish truma gedela, to separate the big truma, which is that which is the first thing after Bikurim, to give that to the Kahanim. Beis number two, lahafish trumas maisa, to separate with the Levi, he gets a maisa, he takes a maisa from that, that's called trumas maisa, tenth from that, tenth to give to the Kohen. Gimel number three, shalayakim, trumas maisa zel azeh, that one should not go ahead and do the, to have the trumas or maisas that are supposed to go one, should not go, the one later should not go before the other one, eliyafish shalazeh, they rather have to separate in the appropriate order. Dal number four, shalayachal, zar truma, a non-kohen should not eat truma. Hey, number five, shleichel afel toish of kohen neschigle, that even the resident worker or the hired worker of the kohen should not eat truma. Vav number six, shleichel ogel truma, an uncircumcised person should not eat truma. Zayin number seven, shleichel kohen tamei truma, that a kohen that's tamei should not eat truma. Ches number eight, shleichel chalala truma, which we describe who the chalala is, a desecrated woman should not eat truma. V'le mugam nekajim, neither any other parts that are separated from the carbon, like that of the shlamim that her father has. Hilchas Ma'aseh, the laws of the tithe. Mitzvah say achas has one positive commandment, v'hi, and that is lahafish ma'aseh rishon, to separate the first tithe of one's produce, b'chol shana b'shana, every single year, mishnei hazriya, from the years of planting, which is besides Shemitah and Yom Kippur, and Levim, they give that to the Levim. Hilchas Ma'aseh shein, the laws of the second tithe, b'net terabai, in the years of a tree in its fourth year, those fruits. Yesh b'chol and tesha mitzvahs, in the category, there's nine commandments. Shosh mitzvah, say three positive commandments, b'shesh mitzvahs, lay say, and six negative prohibitions, and these are the specifics. Av number one, lahavish ma'isah shen, to separate the second tithe. Beis number two, shlo loitzei dama b'shor tzarech yod, not to utilize the monies that you use to redeem the ma'isah sheni for other human needs, chutz ma'chil eshti b'sicha, except for eating, drinking, and anointing. Given number three, shlo ochab atumah, not to eat the ma'isah sheni in a state of ritual impurity. Dal number four, shlo ochab anis, not to eat in a state of mourning. Hey, number five, shlo ochab ma'isah sheni, shlo dogel chutz yishlaim, not to eat the ma'isah sheni of the grain out of yishlaim. Vav number six, shlo ochab ma'isah tirish, not to eat the taif of the wine chutz yishlaim out of yishlaim. This is the ma'isah sheni. Zayin number seven, shlo ochab ma'isah yitzah, not to eat the taif of oil chutz yishlaim out of yishlaim. Ches number eight, liyas netter avoy kula kodesh, that the fruits of the fourth year should be totally holy. Bedina lo ochab yishlaim levol, and that it should be eaten by its owners in Yerushalayim, k'maisa shein l'chodaba, like the second type for all halachas. Test number nine, l'zvadis b'demaisa, to confess the confession that one has gotten rid of all one's maisa. Halachas become the laws of the first fruits, im sharm anas kuna shabigbun, with the other kind of gifts that are in out of the base of Mikdash. Yesh b'chol and tesha mitzvahs, into the category there's 9 commandments. Shmoyin mitzasei, 8 positive commandments. Vachas mitzalei, 1 negative prohibition. These are the specifics. Alpha number 1. Lahafish bekurim to separate the first fruits of la lisl mikdash, bringing them to the base of mikdash. Base number 2. Shloichal koin bekurim chutz yisham, you should not eat these first fruits out of Yerushalayim. Gimel number 3. Likur shalein to recite the parasha of bekurim when he brings it. Dal number 4. Lahafish chal koin to separate chal, which a portion of the dough that one makes if it's a certain amount to give it to the koin. Hey number 5. Losses royal lachayim mekevel koin to give the foreleg and the jaw and the maw, which are different parts of the animal, like koin from a chulin animal that he slaughters. Vav number 6. Litn leirishus against to give him the first shearings of the wool of his animals. Zayin number 7. Lift his bochar ben to redeem the firstborn son, litn pidyon lekoin, to give that redemption money to the koin. Ches number 8. Lift his petach amar to redeem the firstborn donkey, litn pidyon lekoin, to give that redemption money to the koin. And test number 9. La'ar of petach amar to decapitate the firstborn donkey. Im legotz lefdes, if he doesn't want to redeem it, then he has to cut off its head. Hechashmit, if you have laws of the 70th and the 50th year, yesh b'chlon shtayim esrim mitzvahs. In the category, there are 22 mitzvahs. Tesha mitzvahs say, 9 positive commandments, shalosh esrim mitzvahs say, and 13 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alpha number 1. Shet tishpeis ha'oretz m'malach b'shviz, that the earth should rest from its work in the 7th year. Base number 2. Shalayavad abaydus ha'oretz b'shonazu, not to work the work of the land in this year. Gimel number 3. Shalayavad abaydus ha'ilim b'shonazu, not to work the work of a tree in this year. Dal number 4. Shalayikts ha'svich, not to harvest the aftergrowths, can negate a kaitzim the way harvesters usually do it. Hey, number 5, shliyipta on the zirim, not to harvest the grapevines, can negate a baitzim the way the harvesters usually do it. Vav number 6, shiyashmit, that he should cancel mashur teitzei oretz to declare on the list what the earth brings forth. Zayin number 7, shiyashmit kolabasa, to cancel all his loans. Ches number 8, shliyigis, not to go ahead and oppress, v'liyitva haloiva, not to go and try to claim money from the borrower. Test number 9, shliyimonim alahavis kan mishmita, and not to hold back from lending before the shemitah year, because they should leave the money that he doesn't owe the money, because you know it's going to be canceled in the shemitah year. Still don't hold back from giving a loan. Yud number 10, lispa shonim sheva sheva, to count the years in cycles of 7. Yud aleph 11, lakadish nas chamishim, to sanctify the 50th year as the Yebel year. Yud beis 12, lit koya bashofar basila tishrei, to blow the shofar on the 10th of Tishrei in the Yebel year, k'dei lotzah abad m'chashay, that the slaves should go free. Yud gimel 13, shalei to'obed adam b'shonazu, not to work the year in the Yebel year. Yudal 14, shalei k'tzis v'cha, k'nei gada k'tzim. Also, these are the similar halachas like Shemitah, but in the Yebel year, one should not harvest the aftergrowth the way the harvest usually does it. Tesvav 15, shalei b'tzei nizareh, k'nei gada b'tzim, not to harvest the grapevines the way it's usually done like the harvesters. Yudvav 16, litin gul lo'oretz b'shanazu, to give a redemption for the land in this year. V'hu din steachuz es de'mikta, that's the laws of the ancestral field and the board field, where it goes back in the 50th year. To the original owners, Yudzayin 17 shalit timocha oretz latzmitzes, that one should not sell his portion of the land forever. Yudches 18 din botin arichayma, the laws of the houses in the walled city. Yudches 19 shalit inchal kol shevet levi by eretz yisrael, that the whole tribe of Levi should not have an inheritance in eretz yisrael. El noislam ogam atan rebbe, give them certain cities as a gift lasherzbem, to dwell in them. Chav 20 shliikach shevet levi chelav babiza, that the tribe of Levi should not take a portion of the spoils of war. Chavav 21 leidin levim ogam lasherzbem, to give to the levim cities to dwell in the megirushim and their open areas. Chav beis 22 shliimochem, not to sell the open areas of their cities. Rather, they could always redeem it if it's sold. Whether before the Yevul Yer, whether after the Yevul Yer. Nimtzu comes out. Kol mitzvahs and the chol b'seivas. All the mitzvahs included in the seiv. Our sheva v'shishim are 67. Mehen shleishim mitzvahs asay. From them, there are 30 positive commandments. V'sheva shleishim mitzvahs asay. And they have 37 negative prohibitions. And they have ches sefer avoda, the book of service, which is the eighth sefer. Halachos of Tesha, there are 9 halachas. We're supposed to do, and this is their order. Halachas Beis Bechir, the laws of the chosen house, that of the Beis Hamikdash. Halachas Kalei Beis Hamikdash, or even by the laws of the vessel of the Beis Hamikdash and those who do the service in it. Halachas Beis Hamikdash, the laws of entering into the Beis Hamikdash. Halachas Sur Mizbeach, those which are forbidden to be brought of on the Mizbeach. Halachas Ma'aseh Karbanos, the laws of the activities of the Karbanos. Halachas Tamid Musafim, the laws of the daily and the additional sacrifices. Halachas Psul Mikdash, the laws of that which become invalidated from Hektish. Halachas Avodah Mikrum, the laws of the service of Yom Kippur, and Halachas Mei, the laws of misappropriation. Hilchas Beis Bechir, first explain the laws of the Beis Hamikdash. Yesh b'chol and sheish mitzvahs, in their category, the 6 commandments. Shalosh mitzvahs, say 3 positive commandments of shalosh mitzvahs, let's say, and 3 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1, live in this mikdash, to build the Beis Hamikdash. Beis number 2, shalosh livnas ha-mizbeach gazes, not to build the mizbeach with hewn stone, which is cut with metal. Gimel number 3, shalosh ma'al salam, not to go with steps on top of the mizbeach. Down number 4, the yirim in the mikdash, to have fear from the holy place. Hey number 5, lishma as mikdash shav, to guard the Beis Hamikdash from around. And Vav number 6, Shlalash Beis Hamikdash, not to desist from watching the Beis Hamikdash. Yem Hilchas Klei Hamikdash Vavim, by the laws of the vessel Beis Hamikdash and those who do the work over there. Yesh Bechon Arba Esri Mitzvahs, in this category, there's 14 commandments. Shesh Mitzvahsay, 6 positive commandments. Shmein Mitzvahsay, and 8 negative prohibitions. And these are the specifics. Av number 1, Lasa Shem Namishcha, to make the anointing oil. Beis number 2, Shlalash Kamayu, not to ever make that same thing ever again. Gimel number 3, shalasa men, not to anoint from it onto anything that you're not supposed to. Dal number 4, shalasa maskanis sekretaris, not to make the same compounding of the incense which was made in the Beis Hamikdash. And shalal hakter ham al mizbeach zav, not to burn anything on the golden altar, except for the incense, above number 6, losses the Aron al-Kasim, to carry the Aron, the ark, on the shoulders, Zayin number 7, Shalayisuch, Abad Menah, that the staves, the sticks, should not be ever removed from the ark itself, Ches number 8, Shiyavad al-Levi b'Megdash, that the Levi should do his work in the Beis HaMikdash, Test number 9, Shalayasa Echad b'Melech Zechavir b'Megdash, that none of them should ever do the work of the other ones in the Beis HaMikdash, Yud number 10, L'Kadash HaKoyin L'Avodah, to sanctify the coin for his Avodah, Yud Alf number 11, Shiyukom Meshmoch, Shavuz B'Ragom, that all the groups should be equal when it comes to Yom Tov, Yud Beis 12, Lilbish Big Dekun L'Avodah, to wear the kind of garments when you're doing the Avodah, Yud Gimel 13, Shalikor HaMail, that the Il, which is one of the Kohen Gadol's garments, should never be torn, Yud Dalet 14, Shalayizach HaChishim Al Eifed, that the Chish and the breastplate should not be removed from the Eifed, which is one of the garments of the Kohen Gadol. Hilchos Beis Mikdash, the laws of coming into the Beis Mikdash. Yesh Bechlon Chamesh Esim Mitzvahs. In their category, there's 15 mitzvahs. Shnei mitzvahs, let's say, two positive commandments. Ushlosh Esim Mitzvahs, let's say, and 13 negative prohibitions of the Zeprot, and these are the specifics. Alf number 1, Shlei Konis Koin Shekel Mikdash. A coin that's intoxicated should not come into the Beis Mikdash. Beis number 2, Shlei Konis Lekoin Pru Reish. A coin should not enter if he has his hair grown long. Gimel number 3, Shlei Konis Lekoin Kru Begadim. A coin should not enter if he has his garments torn. Dal number 4, Shlei Konis Koin Mechaleis Elahechel. A coin cannot enter at all times when he wants to into the sanctuary. Hin number 5, Shlei Itzik Koin Min HaMikdash Rav Shas Avoid. A coin should not leave from the temple area when he's doing the service. Vav number 6, Lishalech Tmei Min HaMikdash, to send out those who are impure from the Beis HaMikdash. Zayin number 7, Shlei Konis Tamil HaMikdash. A Tamil person should not enter into the Mikdash. Ches number 8, Shlei Konis Tamil HaRbais. Certain types of Tumah should not enter even to the temple mount. Test number 9, Shlei Shamish Tamei. A Tamei person should not go ahead and do the Avodah. Yud number 10, Shlei Shamish Tvul Yom. Someone who, even if he tabled that day, but he didn't have sundown, should not do the Avodah. Yud Alf number 11, Lekadish Ha'ebed Yod Beraglib. That the one who's doing the Avodah should sanctify his hands and his feet from the Kiyar. Yud Beis 12, Shlei Konis Malmum Lahechel B'Mizbeach. That someone who has a blemish should not enter to the sanctuary into the area of the Mizbeach. Yud Gimel number 13, Shlei Yavad Balmum. Someone who has that's blemished, Kain should not do the Avodah. Yud Dalet 14, Shlei Yavad Balmum. Oiva, that even someone who has just a passing blemish should not do the Avodah. And Tazvah 15, Shlei Yavad Zar, a non-Kain should not do the Avodah. The laws of that which is prohibited for the altar. Yesh b'chol arba eser mitzvahs. In the category, there's 14 mitzvahs. Arba mitzvahs say, there's 4 positive commandments, eser mitzvahs, let's say, and 10 negative prohibitions. And these are the specifics. Alf number 1. Lahakrav kol karbonis tmimim. To sacrifice all the karbonis that are unblemished. Beis number 2, shlo lahakdash balmum mizbeach. Not to sanctify a blemished animal as a carbon for the mizbeach. Gimel number 3, shlo shachit, that it shouldn't be slaughtered if it has a mum. Dal number 4, shlo zigdame, not to spray its blood. Hey number 5, shlo yakta chelbet, not to sacrifice its fats. Vav number 6, shlo yakta balmum oiver, not to sacrifice even the animal that has a temporary passing blemish. Zayin number 7, shlo yakta balmum, not to sacrifice a blemished animal, afil b'kaman sagoyim, even if it's the sacrifices from the Gentiles. Ches number 8, shlo yakta mubakotrim, not to inflict a blemish in the carbon. Test number 9, lift dice pesula mekdashim, to redeem those karbanos that have become invalidated. Yud number 10, lahakim yom shmini b'halal, to sacrifice it only from day 8 and onwards. But koyd mizman zeh, but before that time, hu anikim b'chutz zman, that's what's called, that it's lacking time. Then I say you cannot sacrifice an animal less than 8 days old. Yud alaf 11, shalat lahakim esna mechir, not to sacrifice that which is traded for the services of a harlot or for the exchange of a dog. That animal that was in that exchange could not be sacrificed. Yud Beis 12, Shlahak Tesar Udvash, not to sacrifice in the Mizbeach leavening or honey. Yud Gimel 13, Lamaloich Kalakabandis, to salt all sacrifices. Yud Dalet 14, Shlahash Besamelech Malakabandis, not to desist from putting salt on their sacrifices. And Hilchas Maisar Kabandis, the laws of the activities of the Kabandis. Yesh B'chol and Sholish Esu Mitzvahs, in the category there are 23 mitzvahs. Esim mitzvahs say 10 positive commandments. Ushlosh esim mitzvahs say and 13 negative prohibitions of zeprot. And these are the specifics. Alf number 1. Lasas oily kamaseh aksim mala. Say that to do for the total burnt sacrifice according to the actions that are written regarding it in the order of the Torah. Beis number 2. Shlolecha basar oily, not to eat the flesh of the carbon oily. Gimel number 3. Say the chat is the order of the sin offering. Dal number 4. Shlolecha basar chatas apnim, not to eat from the meat of the chatas that its blood is sprayed inside the hekel. Number hey 5, shlo yavdu b'chatas oiv, not to separate the head from the body when you're doing the malika on the bird chatas. Vav number 6, tzei d'ha'ashem, the order of the guilt offering. Zayin number 7, shayich l'akam b'sar kach ha'kach ha'mikdash, that the kam should eat the flesh of the holiest of the holiest types of karbanos like chatas and ashem in the Beis HaMikdash. Ches number 8, shlo yechel m'chutz lazor, not to eat it out of the courtyard. Test number 9, shlo yechel zomer kach ha'kachem, that a non-kohen should not eat from the holiest of the karbanos. Yud number 10, is tzei d'ha'ashlam, the order of the peace offering. Yudalf 11, Shle Lechem Psar Kachem Kalim Kudim Zigazdam, not to eat the meat of these lower level Kachem, like that of Shlomim, before the blood of the Karm was sprayed. Yud Beis number 12, Lasses Kamicha Kesed Masak Sumater, to do by every flower offering according to the order that of it that's written in the Torah. Yud Gimel 13, Shle Esim Meshevel Melchizchet, not to put oil on the flower offering of a sinner. Yudalf 14, Shle Nola Levain, and not to put it in frankincense. Tet Vav 15, Shle Teochem Melchizchet, that the flower offering that a Kohen brings should not be eaten. Yud Vav 16, Shle Teofel Mincha Chametz, that the flour offering that's eaten from the remnants of a flour offering should not be baked as chametz, as leavening. Yud Zayin 17, Sheyuch LaKam Sheyer Menachas, that the Kam should eat the leftovers of the flour offerings. Yud Ches 18, Shivikon Nadarab, and advice of Bedegel Shapagab Ayrishan, that a person should bring whatever he donated or he vowed in the first Yom Tov that he encounters after he took that vow. Yud Ches 19, Shleyach and Nidrab, and advice that he shouldn't delay his neder or nadav or shodvarm shulchayb, and all the things that he's obligated in. Chav number 20, lahakav kol gabanas be beis bechira, to sacrifice all the gabanas in the chosen house, in the specifically in the beis hamikdash. Chavav 21, lahavi kachi chutz laorts lebeis bechira, to bring the kachim from out of Eretz Yisrael to the beis hamikdash. Chav beis 22, shalishchad gabanas chutz lazar, not to slaughter sacrifices out of the courtyard. Chav gimel 23, shalahakav carbon chutz lazar, not to sacrifice the carbon out of the hazar. Hilchas Tamid Musaf, and the laws of the daily sacrifices and the additional sacrifices. Yesh b'chol tsha esrei mitzvah, in the category there are 19 commandments. Shmoyne esrei mitzvah say 18 positive commandments. Achas mitzvah say and one negative prohibition. Zeprot, and these are the specifics. Alf number one, lahakiv shnei kvasim b'chol yoyim oilis, to sacrifice every single day two lambs that are totally burnt sacrificed on mizbech. Beis number two, lahadlik yeshal mizbech b'chol yoyim, to have the fire burn, to light a fire on the altar every single day. Gimel number 3, shalach habayis, not to extinguish it. Dal number 4, lahormes hadesh b'chayim, to elevate, to take off a portion of the ashes every single day. Hey number 5, lahakta k'tayis b'chayim, to burn the incense every single day. Bav number 6, lahadik ne'ez b'chayim, to light the candles of the menorah every single day. Zayin number 7, shayakav k'angol l'micha b'chayim, the high priest should offer a flower offering every single day. Here, nekes chavitin, that's what's called the minchas chavitin that he would bring. Ches number 8, lohisav shnei kevasim oilas b'shabbos, to do an additional two lambs, total burnt sacrifices on the Shabbos. Test number 9, las lechem apanim, to do the showbreads, which are also done on Shabbos. Yud number 10, musav resh chadashim, the additional karbonis that are brought on the first of the month. Yud Aleph number 11, musav pesach, the additional karbonis brought on Pesach. Yud Beis 12, lahakrib oim atanufa, to sacrifice the barley offering that is elevated and waved on the second day of Pesach. Yud Gimel 13, Lisper Kol Ish V'Ish, Shiva Shavuos, every single person should count 7 weeks from the day of the sacrifice of the barley offering. Yud Dalet 14, Musav Atzeres, the extra carbon that's burned on Shavuos. Tezvah 15, Lahavi Shtei HaLechem, to bring the two breads. Im HaKarbonis HaBois B'Klal HaLechem, with the sacrifice that come because of the breads, V'Yim Atzeres on the Shavuos. Yud Vav 16, Musav Rosh Hashanah, the extra carbon brought on Rosh Hashanah. Yud Zayin 17, Musav Yom Tzayim, the extra carbon that's brought on the day of the fast of Yom Kippurim. Yud Ches 18, Musav Achag, the extra carbon that's brought on Sukkot. Yud Ches 19, Musav Shmini Atzeres, the extra carbon that is brought on Shmini Atzeres, on the last days of Sukkot. Hilchas Psul Mekdashim, the laws of the kachim that are become invalidated. Yesh b'chol and shmei mitzvahs, in the category there's 8 commandments, shtei mitzvahs say, 2 positive commandments, v'sheish mitzvahs, let's say, and 6 negative prohibitions, and these are the specifics. Av number 1, shlelechol kachim shnipsel, not to eat kachim that became invalidated, v'shehutl behemum, and that they had a blemish inflicted in it. Beis number 2, shlelechol pigol, not to eat a carbon that the kohen who is bringing it had a machshava that is beaten beyond its time or beyond its place. That carbon inherently becomes invalidated with the psul of pigol, and that should not be eaten. Gimel number 3, Shlo Yisik Kachim Lachazman, that the Karban should not be left over the designated time of how long they're allowed to be eaten. Dal number 4, Shlo Yechon Noisa, the Chumash should not eat that leftover Kachim. Hey number 5, Shlo Yechon Kachim Shanitmu, not to eat Kachim that became Tummy. Vav number 6, Shlo Yechon Odom Shanitmu, that a person who became Tummy should not eat Esak Kaddishim, should not eat the Kachim, should not eat the Karban. Zayin number 7, List of a Noisa, to burn the leftover Karban. Ches number 8, List of a Tummy, to burn if it became Tummy. Hechzav Yom Kippurim, the laws of the service of Yom Kippur. Mitzvah say achas is one positive commandment. Vehisha yasa ma'is yom kippurim kulan, that one should do all the activities of the Day of Atonement. Ala seder according to the order, k'mashu kos b'parasha achrei ma'is, like it says in the parasha of achrei ma'is, which are harkabonis, the sacrifice of avayduin and the confession of the shloach sar and sending away the he goat off the cliff, ashavadin and the rest of the service. And finally, hilchas mil, the laws of misappropriation. Yesh b'chol and shosh mitzvahs, in the category there's 3 commandments. Achas mitzvah say 1 positive commandment, shay mitzvah leis say 2 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alf number 1, l'shalom hamoy l'shachata, that the one who misappropriated, who sinned, should pay back what he misappropriated. B'tei sefer schaymesh, with an addition of a fifth, for carbon and a sacrifice. B'zeh din hamoyel, and this is the halacha of the one who misappropriates. Beis number 2, shalav b'kachim, not to do work with kachim with a carbon. And gimel number three, shalalugas kadishim, not to shear the wool, to cut up the wool of the kadishim. Nimtzu kol mitzvah nachlos b'sefer zeh. Comes out that all the mitzvahs that are included in this sefer are meyav shalish, are 103. Mehen sheva v'abar mitzvah saseh, that from them there are 47 positive commandments, v'sheish v'chamisha mitzvah leis saseh, and 56 negative prohibitions. And with that, we continue to test sefer karbanos, the ninth sefer, the book of sacrifices, the chelchais of sheish, which the halachas are six, but those who do, and this is their order. Hechas karban pesach, the laws of the sacrifice brought on pesach, hechas chagig, the laws of the chagiga, which are the karbanos brought with the yamtiv, hechas becheres, the laws of the firstborn, hechas shagag, the laws of when someone makes an error, hechas mechuzik kapar, the laws of someone's lacking atonement, and hechas tumur, the laws of exchanging the carbon for another animal. So hechas karban pesach, the laws of the karban pesach. Yesh b'chol sheish etzim mitzvahs, in the category there are 16 mitzvahs, arba mitzvahs, say 4 positive commandments, 2 esrei mitzvahs, and 12 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Alpha number 1, lishchad pesach b'zmanei, to slaughter karban pesach in this appropriate time on the erev pesach. Beis number 2, shleil zbeich esrei l'chametz, not to slaughter it when you still have chametz. Gimel number 3, shleil tol nemurim, not to leave overnight its sacrificial parts. Dal number 4, lishchad pesach sheni, to slaughter the second pesach a month later for those who would tamei b'derech chayka. Hey number 5, lechel b'sar pesach al matzah mar, to eat the karban pesach together with matzah mar, b'leil chamish asan, the night of the 15th of Nisan. Vav number 6, lechel b'sar pesach sheni, to eat the meat of the carbon pesach sheni the month later al matzamar, also with matzamar, b'leil chamish asan lechadish sheni, on the night of the 15th of the second month of Iyar. Zayin number 7, shlo yechel no mavush, not to eat the carbon pesach partially roasted or cooked. Ches number 8, shlo yitim b'sar pesach chutz l'chabur, not to take the meat of the carbon pesach out of the group that it was designated for. Test number 9, shlo yechel b'menah mishumah, that a rebellious Jew should not eat from the carbon pesach. Yud number 10, shlo yechel b'menah l'teish v'esachar, that it should not be given to eaten to the different types of workers of the kind. Yud alef number 11, shlo yechel b'menah oral, that meaning someone that's even a worker for the Jew, a permanent or temporary worker, does not have the status to be able to eat from the Karban Pesach. Yud Aleph number 11, Shleichem in the oral, that an uncircumcised Jew should not eat from the Karban Pesach. Yud Beis number 12, Shleich by Etzim, that no bone should be broken from the Karban Pesach. Yud Gimel 13, Shleich by Etzim Pesach Sheni, one shouldn't break a bone either by the second Pesach on the 15th of the year. Yudal 14, Shleyashim min labayka, none of it should be left over to the morning. Tezvav 15, Shleyashim min Pesach shen labayka, no one should leave over also from the second Pesach for the morning. Yudvav 16, Shleyashim min Pesach chagigas, arba asa ad yom shlishi, one should not leave over from the meat of the chagiga, which he brought on the 14th, the different types of karma chagiga, the one that's brought also on erev Pesach, should not be left over to the morning of the third day after it was sacrificed. Hechas chagiga, the laws of chagiga, yesh b'chol sheish mitzvahs, in the category the six mitzvahs, arba mitzvah say, 4 positive mitzvahs, 2 mitzvahs, and 2 negative prohibitions. But these are the specifics. Chagiga is regarding the chag, regarding the yomtib, which includes the carbon of that. Aleph number 1, lehiroz p'nei Hashem, to appear before in front of Hashem, which is on the sholosh regalim. Beis number 2, lochig b'shloshe regalim, to celebrate the holiday in the 3 yom tovim, which includes the karma chagiga. Gimel number 3, lesmoich b'regalim, to rejoice on the yom tovim, which includes also the shalmi simcha, which is just to rejoice. Dal number 4, shloshe regalim, one should not appear empty-handed. And hey, number 5, shloshe yazav levi milasamchai, one should not forsake the levi from having him rejoice, b'lit limat nesu b'regalim, to give him his gifts on the yom tovim. Vav number 6, lahakal es amachag sukkos b'matzei shmitah, specifically to gather all the people on the yom tov sukkos, the year right after the year of the shmitah year, and to go ahead and to read for them from the Torah. Hechas b'chayis, the laws of the firstborn animals. Yesh b'chol chamesh mitzvahs, in the category there's 5 commandments. Shtei mitzvahs, I say 2 positive commandments, b'shosh mitzvahs, I say, and 3 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Aleph number 1, lahavsh b'chayis, to separate the firstborn animal. Beis number 2, shleyochel b'chayir tom, chutz l'sham, that an unblemished firstborn animal should not be eaten out of Yerushalayim. Gimel number 3, shleyi pad b'chayir, that the firstborn should not be redeemed. Down number 4, lahavsh ma'is v'hema, to separate it, also a related halacha, that of the tithe, the animal tithing, separate one out of every 10 new animals. He number 5, shlei gol ma'is behemah, not to redeem the tithed animal. Now, b'kalalti ma'is b'chayr, I included the laws of ma'is behemah with the b'chayr, the fisha ma'is shneim echad, because the activities of both of them are the same as one, because of kol ima, the pasuk actually includes it with it, like it says in the pasuk, is damam tizrik, their blood you should spray, which kochlam the piyashmah, that's what they learn from tradition, shazet dam ma'is b'dam b'chayr, this is the blood of the ma'is behemah and the blood of the b'chayr, when you bring them as karbanis, they have the same halachas, you see they include as one, and therefore they're put together in the same halachas. Hechashkag is the laws of error. Yesh b'chol chamesh mitzvahs asay, in the category there's 5 positive commandments. These are the specifics. Aleph number 1, shi'akav yachad karban chatas kabua, that the individual should sacrifice and establish a permanent chatas ashagasei for his error that he did. Beis number 2, shi'akav asham, that you should sacrifice a guilt offering, mishloi noy deloim chatim loy chata, if someone doesn't know if he sinned or not. which would obligate him a chatas, but he doesn't know. Actually, bado lebi yavich chatas until he finds out that he did sin, he brings a chatas. Until in the interim, he should bring a carbon asham. Is there a nikkur asham? This is called the suspended asham, where you're not sure if you did the sin or not. Gimel number 3, she'akav achayti asham, that the sinner should sacrifice a guilt offering, not a sin offering of a chatas. Asham, otherwise you do this for certain specific sins. Is there a nikkur asham? This is called the definite asham. Dal number 4, she'akav achayti carbon alabeis yiduus, that a sinner should sacrifice a carbon for certain specific sins. Imaya asher, if he was wealthy, a behem, an animal. Vim ha'yo an, if he was poor, eif, a bird. Aya sechas eif, or even poorer, the tenth of an eifa of flour. This is what's called the carbon that goes up and down, which is a sliding scale depending on how much money the person has. Those are specific for specific type of sins. Hey, number 5, she kriva sanedrin carbon, that the high court should sacrifice a carbon in tow if they made a mistake. V'haygrush lik halacha b'achas and machamuras, that they gave a ruling inappropriate for one of the severe halachas, that then they have to bring a certain carbon as the Sanhedrin. Hechaz mechuzik apar, the laws of lacking atonement. Yesh b'chalon, arba mitzvah say there's 4 positive commandments, and these are the specifics, that there are certain individuals that not only do they have to purify by going to the mikveh and sundown, they have to wait actually, then they're lacking atonement and purity until they bring the carbon the following day, which they are, aleph number 1, shetakva zava, that the female who had the certain types of discharge of blood, that she should sacrifice kishatita when she purifies carbon, a sacrifice the next day. Vez number 2, shetakva yeled is kishatita carbon. That also the woman who gave birth should sacrifice when she purifies herself a carbon. Gimel number 3, shetakva zov kishat carbon. Certain types of males, when they have discharges, that when they purify themselves, they also bring a carbon. And dal number 4, shetakva mitzayra kishatita carbon. That the mitzayra, when he purifies himself, should also bring a carbon. The achash akrib carbon is saying, and only after they bring their carbonas, then tikkum etachas, and then their purity has been finished, and therefore up until then, they're lacking atonement and lacking purity. Hechas Temura, finally the laws of exchange, yesh b'chol and shosh mitzvahs, they are in the category 3 commandments. Achas mitzvahs, say 1 positive commandment, shtay mitzvahs, and 2 negative prohibitions. These are the specifics. Av number 1, shlo yamer, one's not allowed to do that, to try to exchange the sanctity of an animal carbon to another chulin animal. Beis number 2, shtiyat temura kodeshim hima, that the exchange will now also become holy if he did do this exchange. And gimel number 3, shlo yishana kodeshim kodeshim kodeshim, one's not allowed to change the status of a kodeshim from one sanctity to another sanctity. Nimtzu comes out, kol mitzvahs and nechalos b'sei b'zeh, all the mitzvahs included in this sefer, are teishor shleishim, are 39, mehen eser mitzvahs asei, from them there are 20 positive commandments, u'tesha eser mitzvahs asei, and there are 19 negative prohibitions.